This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The FDA is expected to approve the Pfizer vaccine for young teens within a week. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is expected to expand emergency use authorization for Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine to youngsters ages 12 to 15 by next week, according to a federal official and a person familiar with the process. Following the FDA action, a federal vaccine advisory committee will meet to discuss whether to recommend the Pfizer vaccine for 12 to 15-year-olds. If the advisors recommend offering the vaccine, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention would have to adopt the recommendation before vaccinations could begin. The steps could be completed within a matter of days. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Meanwhile, pandemic-weary travelers are returning to the skies and casinos in the United States and eating out again in Greece as a vaccine rollout is sending news cases and deaths tumbling in more affluent countries, contrasting with a worsening disaster in India. In the U.S., the average number of new cases per day fell below 50,000 for the first time since October. Nearly 1.67 million people were screened at U.S. airport checkpoints on Sunday, the highest mark since the virus took a hold over a year ago. The U.S. and U.K. continue to dismiss reports coming out of Iran that they are thrashing out a prisoner exchange deal with Tehran that could see the imminent release of a British-Iranian woman and four Americans, among others. Iran was a key topic of discussions Monday between U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and his host in London, British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab. Their meeting took place a day before the first face-to-face meeting of foreign ministers from the Group of Seven. This is VOA News. After meeting in London with British Foreign Minister Dominic Raab, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke on a number of foreign policy matters. Regarding Russia, he said that the United States wants a more stable relationship with Russia, but much will depend on how aggressively the Kremlin decides to act. For North Korea, Blinken said Pyongyang needs to engage diplomatically to see if there were ways to achieve the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. During a news conference, both Blinken and Raab stressed the importance of returning Myanmar to democracy. And Blinken said the U.S. is very focused on a deliberate, safe, and orderly drawdown of forces from Afghanistan. He also said the West was not trying to hold China down. U.S. President Joe Biden is formally raising the nation's cap on refugee admissions to 62,500 this year. The move comes weeks after Biden faced bipartisan blowback for his delay in replacing the record low ceiling of 15,000 set by former President Donald Trump. Refugee resettlement agencies have waited for Biden to quadruple the number of refugees allowed into the United States since February 12th, when a presidential proposal was submitted to Congress saying he planned to do so. But the presidential determination was unsigned until Monday. Biden says it was important to raise the number to show America's commitment to protect the most vulnerable. Bill and Melinda Gates said Monday that they are divorcing but would keep working together at the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, one of the largest charitable foundations in the world. In identical tweets, the Microsoft co-founder and his wife said that they had made the decision to end their marriage of 27 years. Bill Gates was formerly the world's richest person, and his fortune is estimated at well over $100 billion. How the couple ends up settling their estate and any impact on the foundation will be closely watched, especially after another high-profile Seattle-area billionaire couple recently ended their marriage. Apple's lucrative App Store was alternatively portrayed as a price-gouging monopoly and a hub of world-changing innovation during the preamble to a trial that may reshape the technological landscape. The contrasting portraits were drawn on Monday as lawyers for Apple and its foe Epic Games outlined their cases in an Oakland, California federal court. The trial, expected to last most of this month, revolves around a 15% to 30% commission that Apple charges for subscriptions and purchases made from apps downloaded from its store, the only one accessible on the iPhone, iPad, and iPod. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.